Yes. Today's also a humid day. I like woke up sticky.
Have I told you guys about like the...
I wake up sticky every goddamn morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. Let's get this fucking podcast over with.
like the past 5 podcasts, we've had issues.
Either we've had like Windows issues with uploading, or have had volume issues, or today turns out not one but 2 XLR cables are bad.
Yeah.
Thank God we had a 4th.
Yeah. And I happen to have another headset microphone on, because if Tam sounds a little different, he's on the last option.
I feel ridiculous.
Well, you look good. I
feel like I'm a NASCAR pit crew member. That's what I feel like.
You got to do everything in 12 seconds.
Yeah.
Everything in your life. Pooping, showering, sexy time.
Yeah.
So,
but without the headphones, I do that. So,
so Tam is wearing my gaming headset. And he looks like a pro.
I feel like a pro.
Now you just gotta have that lean in your chair and hit some keys. Basically, look like that guy from South Park.
Yeah.
Have you seen the cosplay of that dude? Like, it was at BlizzCon or something.
That's really super funny.
I just want to point out, I think it's funny that I was like, "Hey, Tam, my mic's picking you up." So he's now leaned in. Closer to me.
I'm trying to let the monitor block.
The monitor is your sound barrier.
I will hit the lean back.
You can
back.
Relax today. There you go.
Yeah.
There
oh,
you
my
go.
God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
This is it.
Careful with that. Careful with that.
You might take out...
Why?
Because I don't want you breaking things. Why.
No, I'm okay. I won't break anything dead.
All right. Let's get the fuck through this.
Really quick, I said I'd talk about it. Earlier this week, but I got into the Quake Champions beta, closed beta.
How's that?
It feels like old Quake, but fuck. Either I'm old or out of practice. That game is fast as shit. Like, I'm not very good. It's so fast. But it's fun, and I'm glad it's going to be free to play, because I don't think I would pay for it at this point in time.
That's fair.
There we go.
That's good. I'm still playing more Far Cry 4. I should be pretty much done tonight, though.
I've beaten Breath of the Wild, and I'm gonna do my best to platinum that game.
Does Wii U have achievements? I don't know, dude.
You're hilarious. That's a smart business decision, and we're talking about Nintendo. That's a way for me to continue to play games after they're done. So of course not.
Oh, I played and beat Titanfall 2.
Yeah?
That game's, like, the hype behind that game's actually real. It's good. It's a solid-ass game. Except I said in our group chat, it uses a fucking game engine from 2004.
Yeah.
Not even the Source 2 engine, the original Source.
That's so funny.
Because I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, the facial animations are really good. I'm like, I'm gonna see what engine this uses. The Source engine. Damn, it's the Half-Life 2 engine.
So oh, thanks.
2004.
Never even heard of Half-Life 2, to be honest.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a niche little game.
Yeah.
You're telling me it doesn't use the Half-Life 3 engine?
No.
I hope it gets a sequel.
My only, like, the little glimmer of hope is that one of the 3 games Valve is making full games is Half-Life.
Have you guys noticed? I opened the window because it gets stuffy in here. Have you guys noticed that it is fucking humid as shit?
Yeah.
I love it.
But today's
you're
also
from the south.
Yes.
Today's also a humid day. I like woke up sticky.
Have I told you guys about like the
I wake
the,
up sticky every goddamn morning.
The
is that a humidity joke? I don't know.
Did I tell you guys about the first time I ever moved to Omaha from Alabama?
All
I had
the
this
fucking
like,
time.
You had to learn English?
Yeah. I only spoke Cantonese, surprisingly.
Wow. Man of the world.
No, but I had like this really dry cough that I just couldn't get rid of. It was like And so my parents were like really concerned, like, we're gonna take me to the hospital, but like,
how old were you?
7th grade, so okay. Like, I don't know, 45. So I go to the jungle exhibit at the zoo, and I walk in and I go, oh my god, I can breathe. Holy shit. It was the humidity. I had to try cough because I just couldn't fucking breathe. I was like, yeah, I don't want to leave here. This...
So did you get like a humidifier or something?
Yeah,
or...
we definitely did. Yeah. But I have been acclimated. Yeah, makes sense. I still have like this small cough that I get, but I think it's because I'm just dying.
Could be.
It's just every day, thousands, if not millions, of my cells are just decaying from the inside.
All right, that reminded me, cough. Matt, you work in like an office cubicle environment, correct?
Yes, I do.
Is there one?
Is yes, there is.
Is there one fucking person that just coughs?
Yes!
Yeah. Dude, there's a lady on the other side of my floor. It's been like 4 solid fucking weeks of just, I hear her cough whenever I take my headphones out. And I know it's from her like smoking, and I'm like, just fucking die already.
So there is this person. I'm lucky. I actually recently, last week, moved from one side of the building to the other. But the side of the building I was sitting on, there is this person that clears their throat, I swear to God, 40 to 50 times a day. And it's loud.
Like,
yeah. They clear their throat all day, every fucking day.
Maybe they, like, one day they're going to say something very profound. They really need to build up to it.
Yeah, it's a huge build up. But yeah, like, in Camilla's, there was a person, they moved her into a separate training room by herself because her cough was so bad. Like, and it was annoying, like, everybody.
Dude, it's so annoying. Like, dude, coughs annoy me to begin with. So, like, and you can't really tell someone to fucking stop
coughing. Yeah,
you stop coughing.
Because then you're the asshole.
The only way that you can breathe right now. You knock that the fuck off.
But people who cough, like, every day of their life, I'm like, alright, you fucking did this.
I cough every day of my life. I've had like a chronic cough for like ever.
The lady at my work, it's her fault that she's like this. So I have no fucking sympathy.
There's this guy who used to sit near me that it was clearly a smoker's cough. He would cough constantly, and it was just like these loud, high pitched coughs. And he got fired, and I'm so glad when he got fired.
You guys are the most petty people I've ever met.
Dude, when it's like 5 days a week and you have to hear this shit, it like really wanes on your...
I'm sure.
Dude, it's just constant. Yeah. It's just like multiple times an hour, just like these loud, high-pitched coughs and clearing your throat. It's like, you know, we work in a fucking call center. Shut up.
I mean, I wish I could have a job where I could kick kids in the face every day, Tam, but I'm just not that lucky.
All right. I hear you. See, but you only see the upside of kicking kids in the face. Like, your fantasy ends after the kick. The kick happens, and the fantasy's over. I have to deal with the repercussions of said kick. The answer is kick them again, but
like, I still have kick to... Kick them while they're down.
I still have to deal with the repercussions.
What's that, an angry parent? Ma'am, you signed your kid up for...
The repercussions is kicking the parent.
Yeah.
Spin kick the parent.
You signed a waiver.
Tam has been slowly but surely kicking his way up the chain of command.
I'm the new supervisor here. Fucking just straight to the face.
Boot to the head.
All right, guys, you want to get into gaming news?
Yeah, I guess.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Oh, it's in my headphones.
It's in your headphones?
You just repeated it. Oh my god, I'm going insane.
Oh, god damn it. Hold on. Fuck it, we're doing it live.
Ravioli. Give me the ravioli.
That's what you'll have to do, just play all the Tams and then he'll have to say them.
I'll say them out loud. Yeah. That's fine.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. I'm so fucking tired.
I was really confused. I thought I was having an inner monologue. I was like, I don't want raviolis, but do I want raviolis?
So fucking
do I know what I want better than me?
You know what I can't have in
ravioli,
my house?
Ravioli. Give me the gameioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
Chef Boyardee.
Why?
because Camilla thinks that's an abortion of Italian cooking.
Oh, fucking tell her to get over herself.
Just send her to the Navy. That's what I did with people I disagreed with.
Babe, the Navy's here to pick you up.
I got you a 4-year stay vacation at the Navy.
So Gorilla Grodd was in the newest Injustice 2 story trailer, and it looks fucking awesome.
Wasn't there a lot of bad guys in that trailer, or was it just Gorilla Grodd?
Gorilla Grodd was the focus.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, there was like Cheetah and Bane and Poison Ivy and Captain Cold.
Oh, Poison Ivy.
Also, a Captain Cold gameplay trailer came out as well.
Nice.
It looks sweet.
I'm really excited for that game, but I'm going to do the same that I did with the last one. And
I wonder how this studio will possibly make a character that uses ice. Going to be a tough one. I don't know if they have any previous experience with ice users.
They just copy Sub-Zero's moveset, and there we go.
Well, they've got the fucking code.
Yeah, just boop, boop.
Is the exact same fighting stance between his weird fucking gun.
And like, boop.
They switch some of Sub-Zero's quips to a different voice actor for Captain Cold, but they accidentally leave like one or two in.
was that?
Why not just pay to have Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh god!
Just have all the lines.
Stay cool.
Freeze, bud boy.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
The movie where he got $1 million per pun.
Oh god, that movie's so bad.
I'm probably gonna do the same with this game as I did last game. Just watch the story on YouTube.
The story was super good for a fighting game. I was really surprised when I played it.
That's why I watched it.
Yeah, I was like, this is really fucking good.
Probably this Christmas season, it'll be cheaper, and I'll probably buy it.
I'm just going to wait for the Ultimate Edition like I did the first.
Yeah.
I paid $20 for it.
So there is a fan-made Dragon Ball Z Fighter out for free now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called Hyper Dragon Ball Z, and apparently it's pretty dang good. I don't really have any here.
I just wanted to see a screenshot, but I'm going to write this down. I imagine it's PC then.
Yeah.
All right.
So, apparently it's really fun, really good game. Probably going to get taken down soon, so. Team 4-Star just got all their videos taken down.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. And they're slowly but surely getting them back up. Apparently, from the video I watched, what I gathered is, like, I think they have to actually write and send a letter for each specific video.
Oh no. God. Could you imagine that's somebody's job?
Write a bunch of copyright letters?
Yeah.
It uses the Mugen engine. Nice.
What?
No, Mugen.
Mugen?
Yeah.
So I actually just couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mugen's cool.
Niantic says cooperative experiences are coming to Pokemon Go.
What? What game?
Pokemon Gay.
Pokemon Gay. I don't know what could get me back into that game, honestly.
Dude, when it starts warming up, I'm going to fucking... Well, I guess.
Right now?
Yesterday when it started warming up.
Don't get too comfortable, dude. We always get that snow in May here in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Because climate change isn't real.
I remember a couple years ago, we got snow on May 1st and fucking pissed me off.
It
was a bad one, too.
Yeah, there's always one, like, solid chunk of, like, weather that we get in spring in Nebraska that's just horrible. Like, super cold, super shitty.
Well, we did have rain for, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah, but I'm talking, like the cold, like, below, like, or not below, but
yeah,
below freezing.
Like, we can have, like, our entire fucking winter was warm.
Yeah, and then...
And then spring comes, and it's, you know, warmer, and then it's like, oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot winter this year.
Oh, shit, I'm guys! Late. Here comes...
Oh, shit, what up?
Here we come.
Like, why didn't you drop this about 3-4 months ago? I was like, sorry, man. I thought you liked the warmth.
Mother Nature is just a fucking stoner. Oh, no! I gotta get that.
Or Mother Nature's a bear. For all the 8-year-olds listening to the podcast.
Just
Sleepy Little Bear.
There's a possible gym rework. Apparently, they're talking about a raid feature, but there's not much on it.
Ooh.
So, I wonder how that
sounds
work.
Cool.
Is it just you can SWAT your friends?
Okay. Swatting, the first person to SWAT was an asshole, but at the same time, to come up with that idea.
That was genius.
That was fucking genius.
Is the first time it happened, I forgive it.
Because and,
you're just like, man, this person's. I'm a little hungry. This person stole half my lunch. How do I get him back? I know. I'll call the SWAT team.
Any subsequent one after that was just lame. You're just an asshole. But yeah, you're an asshole in general. But the first time I saw the video, the person who got him when they were streaming, I was like, that's fucking clever.
It's because people on the internet never know when to stop.
Yep. That's exactly it.
Speaking of which, you guys said about that Szechuan sauce.
It's like when you're telling me today that someone has a Harambe license plate. It's like, no one, just fucking stop.
you gotta drive with that for a while now.
Yeah. It's like, there has to be a point where we're like, all right, we've done literally everything we could. Let's retire the meme.
Meme of the months.
So, and that's like what I was mentioning about with fucking Boss Baby. So I'm already seeing all the maymays about
it. See, I have not seen one meme of Boss Baby.
God, I see Boss Baby everywhere.
Really? Yeah.
Can this be the next segment? Is we just talk about Boss Baby memes?
No.
I'll make a drop right now.
I have not seen one. I'm not even like, not fucking just, I have not seen one Boss Baby meme.
I hate to say this because, I don't know, this is a big internal struggle, but I'll start saving some of them. To show you.
Okay,
so Pokemon Sun and Moon are giving out 4 Mega Stones. It's mystery gift time in Pokemon Sun and Moon. They're going to be giving out Mega Stones. So the process is select mystery gift on the main menu, receive the gift, select get, then yes again to connect to the internet, enter your password. I think there's different codes. Like
you sound like a good old boy trying to give directions to the quickie mark. All right, so here's what you do: you gotta go to the miserable mark. You gotta select yes. You go. You say go. You select again. You
put in the password. Intimidate. Receive the megastones.
You say intimidate.
Yeah.
Oh. You gotta intimidate somebody to get the stone.
Speak to the delivery man at any Pokemon Center to pick up your stones. Be sure to save the game.
Got your stones right here. Sorry, that was the bottom of the barrel joke. I apologize.
Yeah, that's most of your jokes.
All my funniness leaves me at... what time is it?
It's gone.
11 o'clock. And we didn't even start the podcast till 11 o'clock. We started like a half hour late.
Yeah. That's all right, though. I got nothing to do today. 8-hour live stream right here, right now.
Impromptu.
So, guys, you hear about Project Scorpio?
Yeah, when I saw Sony tweeting and Facebooking like good job Microsoft, I started like looking into it, and those guys pulled off some engineering feats, dude.
It looks pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I saw a funny tweet. It said like life comes at you fast, and it was this guy who wrote an article for Forbes like 2 weeks ago that was like Project Scorpio is going to give PS4 the edge over Microsoft. Because they didn't think it was going to be any good.
Oh, okay.
And then when it was announced, it's like Project Scorpio puts the nail in the coffin for PS4. It's like, wow, life does come at you fast.
Do you guys really think it's going to put the nail?
No, but
I don't think so.
It's impressive. It's an impressive thing.
I think it's going to close the gap.
Oh, that's a good thought process, yeah.
It's set to launch sometime in Q4 this year around the holiday season.
Sounds great.
I'm excited. I always like the look of consoles. I want to see if this thing looks like a VCR player or if it's going to look like nice, like sleek.
So this one is for Andy. 6 teraflops confirmed.
Yeah. It's a fucking beast.
I love those teraflops.
It's nice, though, to see that my PC that I just built is still more powerful. I was pretty excited about that. I was like, ah, good.
This is 4.5 times higher than Xbox One.
Wow.
30% increase over PS4 Pro.
It's got a shitload of RAM, too. for a console. I think 16 gigs. Yeah, 4 gigs for OS, 12 for the games.
So Scorpio's horsepower is built onto what's called a system on a chip. Both the graphics and CPU units are housed on the SoC, where you'll find an 8-core CPU. It's described as an evolved version of the Jaguar-based CPU inside the Xbox One. It's clocked at 2.3 gigahertz, 550 megahertz faster than the Xbox One. And like the PS4, PS4 Pro, and Xbox One, it's made by AMD.
I did not know this. I had to read some Digital Foundry. I had to read some of their articles. But apparently the Jaguar chips have some like bottlenecking feature where like they can just bottleneck sometimes when they're doing all the mathematical crunching. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess Microsoft, like with that new chip, figured out how to get rid of that without like AMD's help. They like figured it out.
The SoC is going to be cooled by a vapor chamber solution, similar to what NVIDIA does for the GTX 1080 graphics cards.
Oh, that's what I got. Ah.
There will also be a fan on top of the SoC that'll blow hot air out the back of the console.
Damn.
I blow hot air every podcast.
It's an impressive console.
12 gigabytes of GDDR5 RAM. 8 gigabytes will be dedicated to games, while 4 gigabytes will focus on background processes.
That's insane. And I think it has like a new way of doing DirectX 12.
So the regular Xbox One has 5 gigabytes dedicated to games out of its total of 8 gigabytes.
Jesus.
So not only is it 4 gigabytes less RAM, but it's slower DDR3 memory.
And it has a 4K Blu-ray player in it too.
It will have native 4K.
How much is this Netflix machine going to cost?
There was a lot of jokes I saw that. They're like, this is going to be the best Netflix machine. People are saying 500.
It will be backwards compatible as well.
Sick.
Yeah, apparently it'll run Xbox One games like how they're supposed to be run, like without... Okay, that's said it wrong, but like, you know, sometimes like we'll give Fallout as an example on the consoles. Fallout will sometimes have like the frame rate will drop because there's so much shit going on the screen. Well, the Scorpio will be able to lock that at like the solid 30 frames a second that it needs. So you won't have any drops or anything type things.
So the final verdict here is that on paper, Scorpio is a little bit more powerful than the PS4 Pro. But it really always depends on the developers to implement the changes and take full advantage of the more powerful hardware.
Yeah, and the one thing I saw, the Forza 6 demo they were showing, it used 66% of the GPU and CPU, and apparently looked, like, beautiful. So
nice.
There's still a lot of, like, before they hit the roof.
I do like that this generation of consoles has, like, a whole lot of entry points for price.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a whole wide range of prices you can buy these consoles out and just play the same as everybody else. Like, if you have the cash, you can buy Project Scorpio for however much it comes out, but if you want to buy a first gen Xbox One, it's going to be a lot cheaper and you're still going to be able to play the same games. It's just not going to have as much kick as Project Scorpio.
It's weird getting used to this the way this consoles are going with cycles. Like, I'm so used to the 10-year or like 8-year cycle that we've had forever. Mm-hmm. With the 1 and the 2 and the 3, like every 8 years getting a new one. Now it's like 3, 4.
They're almost
years.
Like cell phones.
Yeah.
It's because of like the exponential growth of technology.
Yeah, and it's like, it's weird getting used to that.
Well, and like the PS4 Pro and Project Scorpio aren't, I don't know how to put it. They're not like new consoles per se.
But
they're upgraded versions of previous consoles.
And I guess it's just weird like
unlike the Switch, which is a straight up new console.
Yeah.
That's because the Wii U sucked.
Yeah.
I guess just getting used to, I think the upgrades are going to be that's the way the consoles are going now, at least the Sony and PlayStation.
I think they might have been forced by 4K a little bit because like right when the consoles came out, 4K started coming in. And
yeah.
Like, oh, fuck, people are going to want that, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it's interesting. That is all I got for gaming. You guys want to move into technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing I think about.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore.
This is Technology News.
You want that back in your headset, Tam?
I kind of do.
So this is roughly technology news because it has to do with Airbnb, but I just want to bring it up because because I just want to bring it up, show you guys what world we live in now.
I think I know where you're going.
California Airbnb host cancels a woman's reservation due to her race.
Yep.
When asked why, it said, "This is why we have Trump."
Wow.
In California, of all places. It's pretty progressive. Yep. But I guess it's everywhere.
I mean,
but yeah,
there was a 2% in California that voted for him.
I hope that Airbnb just fucks that person over. Just like, nope, no more for you.
I hope so.
Because they're pretty liberal company. So
I think I'm going to be getting an Airbnb in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
I almost did in Sioux City.
We've been talking about going to Colorado just for, like, the spring, just to camp, and yeah. Yeah, we might do Airbnb. Colorado camp. Yeah. Dude, it's beautiful. Colorado's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely to smoke weed, but...
Every time someone says they're going to Colorado, they're like, yeah, I'm going to Colorado to see the scenery. I'm like, yeah, sure, you are, fucker.
The air up in the mountains is just so much better for your lungs.
So moving from political news to something that's not political, because if you believe climate change is political, you're fucking retarded. Brain-invading parasite is believed to be spreading because of climate change.
Oh.
Health officials in Hawaii have been warning residents not to touch snails or slugs with their bare hands. I don't know why you fucking would.
Yeah, because they're fucking gross.
They're so goopy.
They're slimy and ew.
Because of an increase of cases of people coming into contact with a rare parasitic infection known as rat lungworm.
I don't like any of those words.
Experts are blaming its sudden spread across the United States on climate change. In the last 2 decades, there have only been 2 documented cases of rat lungworm infections in Hawaii, but in the past 3 months, 6 more cases have occurred in rapid succession.
Ooh.
Other states where it had recently popped up include California, Alabama, Louisiana, and Florida. The first known case of the disease occurred in Taiwan in 1944, but in the past few years, it's believed to have spread to the U.S. by its way on rats on cargo ships. Pretty much everything about the disease, and it's nasty. Begins its life as an infection in rats' lungs, blood, and brains. From there, the rats defecate. Worm larvae are spread to other creatures like snails and slugs, freshwater shrimp. Humans might eat one of these infected hosts, or they might eat produce that has had the worm transferred to it by a host. Next thing you know, your brain is being invaded. Once it moves into the brain, it can cause meningitis.
Oof. And meningitis is a bad thing?
The parasites are in the lining of the brain, moving around.
Can you hear them?
God, I don't know.
That sounds terrifying. I can now hear inside my own head because I'm self-conscious. Fuck. I hear the blood. It's moving.
They're saying that one recent surprise location was located, and it was Oklahoma. Scientists fear that this is another consequence of climate change. A 2004 World Health Organization report warned that most new infections seem to be caused by pathogens already present in the environment, which have been brought out of obscurity or given selective advantage by changing ecological or social conditions. So, as it gets warmer, it's moving up. You know what? In, like, the 70s... So, meningitis is, like, deadly now. Like... If you get meningitis, you're like, that's fucking big news. My dad had meningitis in, like, the 70s. He was, like, 11 or 12.
Ugh.
He was in the hospital for weeks.
Ugh.
Like, dude, I might not have been here.
Whoa! Like that.
This podcast would be really different. Like, not in your base, or not in your spare bedroom.
Japanese scientists believe they'll be the first to reach the Earth's mantle.
I feel like that's asking for bad news.
They're going drilling.
Yeah, they got the mole people.
The history of humans trying to reach the Earth's mantle goes back more than 50 years. And all that time, scientists have never managed to drill past the crust. More recently, the Joint Oceanographic Institutions for Deep Earth Sampling, or as they are known by their acronym, OIDIPUS.
good acronym, man.
Attempted the ambitious task and only made it around 700 meters deep.
Babe, we can't go any deeper.
They say the mission has several goals. First and foremost, the scientists hope that by studying the mantle, we'll be able to work out better systems for protecting earthquakes. Beyond that, they hope to better understand the boundary between the crust and the mantle, as well as to gain insight into the history of the planet. We could learn more about the movement of continents over millions of years, and previous digs have discovered life far deeper than was previously estimated.
Dude,
And they want to know what is the limit of the life inside the Earth.
I feel like this is just asking for something bad. Like, you're going to hit a point, and it's going to be like when you hit, like, an oil well or something, and just fucking shoots, but it's going to be, like, the core of Earth.
They're not going to the core, Andy. You're going to the mantle.
Yeah, but, I mean, we hypothesize what's under the mantle, but...
It's... You can already study if it's solid or not.
I don't know. I mean, the only way we can do it is to get a couple shovels and some Japanese guys and just go dig down there. The story said they were Japanese. Fuck off, Andy. That joke was funny.
They have the population to do it.
All right. You guys want to hear some proposals by NASA for the projects?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
NASA's fucking cool.
Here's 2017 Phase 1 proposals.
Ooh, it's like Marvel.
A project to detoxify and enrich Mars soil for agriculture.
Okay. That's cool.
That's neat.
Breakthrough propulsion architecture.
Oh, yeah. They've been working on that, like, magnet drive or whatever.
Evacuated airship for Mars missions. Mach effects in space propulsion. Pluto hop, skip, and jump.
That sounds like an episode of Disney's Playhouse.
Turbo lift.
Oh, sweet.
Phobos L1 operational tether equipment. Gradient field imploding linear fusion propulsion system.
Damn. Sounds fucking cool.
Massively expanded NEA accessibility via microwave-centered aero brakes.
These are getting progressively longer.
Dismantling rubble pile asteroids with area of effects softbots.
I noticed a Dota term in there.
Continuous electrode internal electrostatic confinement fusion.
All right. You're actually not speaking English anymore.
Breakthrough telescope innovation for asteroid survey.
Oh, thank God. I understood that one.
Which is also a mission to start a gold rush in space. Uh-huh. Direct multi-pixel imaging and spectroscopy of an exoplanet with a solar gravity lens mission.
Jesus Christ.
Solar surfing.
Oh, sweet.
I'm back on board. I was falling asleep. We're back.
A direct probe of dark energy interactions with the solar system laboratory.
All in 2017?
And here's, well, these are proposals.
Oh. Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're all going to happen. Here's phase two proposals.
Oh my God.
What?
This is when we get Captain America.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Venus interior probe.
All right.
Remote laser evaporative molecular absorption spectrometry sensor system.
That sounds like a laser gun.
Braincraft phase two. Stellar echo imaging of exoplanets. Automaton rover for extreme environments.
Oh.
Optical mining of asteroids, moons, and planets to enable sustainable human exploration and space industrialization. And finally, fusion-enabled Pluto orbiter and lander.
It's about time NASA got some good ideas.
I would like to point out that all if half of this stuff even went through, that all goes back into, like, the economy, dude. Velcro, that came from NASA.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I mean, where do you think they buy this stuff from, you know?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, like, the technology that they build to try and do all this goes right back into us, so...
Right.
People that are just like, NASA doesn't do anything. Velcro, memory foam, hundreds of other things came from NASA.
But, so. And, like, when they build these rovers, they buy it from us, yeah. You know? They buy it from the economy.
I never realized how much gold they had to use in rovers and stuff.
So that money they get for the government just goes directly into our economy.
That's good.
I heard a guy on a podcast be like, hey, you know what we should do? We should go up to an asteroid, mine it for its resources, bring it back, and then sell it. Why isn't that just a thing that NASA does? Hey, I have this one asteroid, and I've paid for the next 5 years of research. Here you go. This is in the economy now. Boop.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they've they had to have thought about that.
I don't think asteroids are just like guaranteed to have a bunch of like precious metals on them.
It depends on the algorithm your game's running.
But I mean, they had to have talked about it.
I don't know. For me sitting in a computer chair, it makes sense. I'm sure some other guy sitting in a computer chair had the same thought. He works for NASA.
All right, all right. You guys ready for news?
Yes.
All around the world, news crumbles for me. This is news on 3-Hit Combo.
Haven't played that in forever.
So because of the headphones and my hearing being distorted and that being distorted, I had no idea what you said. Zero.
An Ohio boyfriend was arrested by spray painting a proposal on a city building.
He just can't do that.
His name is Kyle Stump. He painted "Michelle, marry me, I love you" with a heart in huge red letters on the side of a building in the city-owned mall of Lake Sheffield.
My phone number is.
Yeah.
My address is.
He got a yes.
Nice.
And a criminal mischief charge.
she was just like, "I'll only marry a bad boy." He's like, "Fucking watch this shit."
He pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief. He was sentenced to 60 days in jail and fined $500. But the magistrate suspended the jail term and all but $200 of the fine.
Think if he did dispute it. He was like, "No, it wasn't me." Like, "Oh yeah? Did she say yes?" He was like, "Yeah, I'm really excited."
So what he will have to do is pay $332 to sandblast his proposal, and will have to perform 80 hours of community service. Oh shit. He'll likely spend it painting town fire hydrants.
That's so funny. He's really good at it. He said practice.
Dude, I had to do 10 hours of community service for my whatever class that is in high school.
Oh, like civics or something?
Yeah,
Social
civics.
Justice Warriors, yeah. The class.
I think it was 10 hours.
Mine was 15. That's fucked up.
Maybe it was 15. I don't remember, but I remember I fucking lied about it.
Yeah, now the statute of limitations is done. I had no goddamn hour.
First of all, I didn't even do mine until like early May, so I had to like really finish it up. And so I went to Goodwill to fucking volunteer, and all I had to do was like move things on shelves for 5 hours. So what I did was I told him like, "Hey, you know, I'll be here for 2 hours." And they're like, "Okay, cool." And then so I came in and I wrote, you know, what, like noon on the timesheet. And then when I left, I just wrote 5 p.m. They didn't look.
I did mine at the library. It was fun. I literally sat in a corner and read comics. I found the comic book section.
An NRA employee accidentally shoots himself at an NRA convention. He was at the NRA's National Firearms Museum. The 46-year-old man was treated at a local hospital for a minor wound to his lower body. He was holstering his gun and fired himself in the leg.
Because that makes sense.
So.
I think we should take away all guns.
Oh, shit. Hear the stampede coming.
Guns are unsafe for everybody. No one in the world should have guns.
Great.
If we're going to fight each other, let's fight each other with swords like men.
Let's go back to fisticuffs.
And weebs. Weebs will rule
weebs
the world.
Weebs will rule the world.
That stance, where did you learn it? Bleach.
So a man in Nova Scotia, Canada, his last name is Grabber.
His last name's, I'm sorry, what?
Grabber.
Grabber?
Mm-hmm. And he's upset that he can't have a Grabber license plate because it's spelled G-R-A-B-H-E-R. Grabber.
Oh.
Now, the thing that's crazy is he's had it for a while, but now they won't renew it. Because of, you know, we know why. The 2005 tape revealed now U.S. President Donald Trump bragging about how he can do anything to women, stating "grab him by the pussy."
Well, that he said "grab him," not "grab her." So
that's true. He did say "grab them."
That sucks.
That's really lame.
Yeah.
Thanks, Trump.
I don't know. Yeah, Trump's even invading Canada.
Wait, this is a Canada guy?
Yeah, Nova Scotia.
I just didn't hear it.
Man.
That's fuck, lame.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Just get your name changed.
To grab them.
Grab them. Grab
grab
apostrophe.
Yeah. All right, guys. That is it for news.
A very sticky podcast in this room.
Oh my god, it is sticky in here, isn't it?
My hands are
yeah,
dude,
moist, I'm like, dude. Yeah, it's fucking moist. This whole show is moist.
I'm gonna bring it back to a story.
Fucking hurry up.
How many
so moist
cavemen do you think jerked off with the slime from a slug? They were like,
damn, I don't even know how to fucking begin to answer that. Five.
Five total.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that if they, like, they probably just spit in their hands and went at it that way. Or you know what? They probably, they all had foreskin. They didn't have to use anything.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't know to clean it.
Huh.
You just.
Is that what foreskin's for?
Well, it's for trapping the evil goodness inside your dick.
From what I hear, is you don't need lubricant to jerk it with foreskin.
No?
Yeah.
You should put that in your search history real quick.
They're going to sell it.
I should.
Sell foreskins? I'm confused.
His search history.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast, and email us your nudes at 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.